The Old Testament reading for the last Sunday of the church year is from Isaiah chapter 65. For behold, I create new heavens and a new earth, and the former things shall not be remembered or come into mind. But be glad and rejoice forever in that which I create. For behold, I create Jerusalem to be a joy, and her people to be a gladness. I will rejoice in Jerusalem and be glad in my people. No more shall be heard in it the sound of weeping and the cry of distress. No more shall there be in it an infant who lives but a few days, or an old man who does not fill out his days. For the young man shall die 100 years old, and the sinner 100 years old shall be accursed. They shall build houses and inhabit them. They shall plant vineyards and eat their fruit. They shall not build and another inhabit. They shall not plant and another eat. For like the days of a tree shall the days of my people be, and my chosen shall long enjoy the work of their hands. They shall not labor in vain or bear children for calamity. For they shall be the offspring of the blessed of the Lord, and their descendants with them. Before they call, I will answer. While they are yet speaking, I will hear. The wolf and the lamb shall graze together. The lion shall eat straw like the ox, and dust shall be the serpent's food. They shall not hurt or destroy in all my holy mountain, says the Lord. This is the word of the Lord. The epistle is from 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. Now concerning the times and the seasons, brothers, you have no need to have anything written to you. For you yourselves are fully aware that the day of the Lord will come like a thief in the night. While people are saying, there is peace and security, then sudden destruction will come upon them, as labor pains come upon a pregnant woman, and they will not escape. But you are not in darkness, brothers, for that day to surprise you like a thief. For you are all children of light, children of the day. We are not of the night or of the darkness. So then, let us not sleep as others do, but let us keep awake and be sober. For those who sleep, sleep at night, and those who get drunk are drunk at night. But since we belong to the day, let us be sober, having put on the breastplate of faith and love, and for a helmet, the hope of salvation. For God has not destined us for wrath, but to obtain salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, so that whether we are awake or asleep, we might live with him. Therefore, encourage one another and build one another up, just as you are doing. This is the word of the Lord. The Holy Gospel, according to St. Matthew, the 25th chapter. Jesus said, "The kingdom of heaven will be like 10 virgins who took their lamps and went to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them were foolish, and 5 were wise. For when the foolish took their lamps, they took no oil with them, but the wise took flasks of oil with their lamps. As the bridegroom was delayed, they all became drowsy and slept. But at midnight there was a cry, 'Here is the bridegroom, come out to meet him.' Then all those virgins rose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said to the wise, 'Give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out.' But the wise answered, saying, 'Since there will be not enough for us and for you, go rather to the dealers and buy for yourselves.' And while they were going to buy, the bridegroom came. And those who were ready went in with him to the marriage feast, and the door was shut. Afterward, the other virgins came also, saying, 'Lord, Lord, open to us.' But he answered, Truly I say to you, I do not know you. Watch therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour. This is the gospel of our Lord. Our sermon text today is Matthew chapter 25, 1 to 13. The sermon title is, Are You Ready? Are you ready? Are you prepared for Jesus' return if he came back tonight? What if he came back Christmas Eve, 2021? Would you be ready for that? You might have some fruitcake in the kitchen you could serve. What if he doesn't return till after you are dead and buried? Are you ready for that, at least? Readiness is the great theme for this Sunday, the last Sunday of the church year. Jesus taught his disciples to be ready for his return at any time. Through his parable of the 10 virgins and other parables he told at the same time, but this one's the gospel for this Sunday. Now, there are two types of readiness. One is for type of things that might happen. For example, there is the possibility that you might die before 70, that is age 70. If you want to be ready for that possibility, you need to see an insurance agent for the appropriate type of life insurance. Another example is the possibility that you may get into an auto accident that causes damage to your property and human well-being. If you want to be ready for that possibility that might happen, you need to see an auto insurance agent for collision, property, and liability insurance. The other type of readiness is for things that you know are going to happen within a certain period of time. Now, if you have children, you might know that they will be going to college if that's their intent and readiness. Have you prepared your children for the challenges of college life? And have you prepared your investments for the same? Whether or not you have children, or perhaps they're already flown the coop, it is never too early to start saving for retirement. And you know that's going to happen someday. If you want to be ready for these type of things, you should see a financial planner, a banker, or broker, so your assets are managed to their greatest potential for your stage in life. A wise person thinks about these things, doesn't worry about them, thinks about them, and prepares him or herself for both the things that will happen, and that's planning, and the things that might happen, which is insurance. A foolish person is ready neither for the things that might happen nor the things that will happen. In Jesus' parable of the 10 virgins, there were 5 wise and 5 foolish young ladies. The 5 wise young ladies knew that the bridegroom was coming to the party, but they knew that he might be late. So they brought extra oil for the lamps as a form of insurance. When he was, after all, delayed, they had enough oil for his late arrival. The foolish young ladies were not prepared, had to go back into town to buy some, and by the time they returned, the wedding party had already arrived and the door was locked. 5 virgins were ready, 5 virgins were not. And so then the question Jesus asks to you, are you waiting and ready with the wise? Or are you running around town with the foolish? Readiness comes in other forms too. As most of you know, my last call was to Trinity Lutheran Church in Evansville in Indiana. Evansville is on the north shore of the Ohio River and not far from its junction with the Wabash River. Now, those are the two main rivers in Indiana, and they all have flood stages. All around the southern border of Evansville, you can see a very impressive levee with punctuated road gates in numerous places. So the levee is higher than the roof of your car. The levee was erected after the Great Flood of 1937, and some of our congregation members at Trinity had lived through that as children. During the Great Flood of 1937, the streets in our church's neighborhood were flooded with river water, and it seeped into the basement of the church. Even there were some fish down there, apparently. And if you go down into that basement today, there's still river silt in the basement. It's a reminder of what might be. Now, the Evansville-Vanderburg Levee Authority has been responsible for the levee's readiness ever since that time. And at least one of our members, Kelly Lawrence, now deceased, worked for that county department to keep Evansville safe and dry. And they were always ready for a flood. Now I have another story you might relate to a little more closely. When I was growing up in the San Francisco Bay Area in the 1960s, we were involved in all sorts of readiness. Of course, earthquakes. About here is another one. And maybe you forget those days if you lived here. The South Bay, where we lived, had extensive research and manufacturing facilities for rockets, aircraft, missiles, satellites, telemetry, and computers. And at least one of our members here at Grace, Howard Menchie, worked for NASA there in Mountain View at the big, what do they call those, air tunnels? That's where he worked for years. The U.S. government poured billions of, and that was a lot of money back then, billions of dollars into San Mateo and Santa Clara County for defense. That's military. And the space effort. And we knew that if a war broke out with the Soviet Union, this place where we live would be the first place to get bombed in the United States. Do you remember that? Do you remember the readiness? Every school children who lived here at the time knew the drill. I remember it being taught in kindergarten, and then later in first and second grade. And every year at the beginning of school, we went through the drill again. The siren at the school would go off, and then if we're outside, we'd all run inside, huddle under our desks, and wait for the bombs. And if it was serious, we were also taught how to put on gas masks for ourselves and others. We all learned about nuclear fallout in kindergarten. Commercial and public buildings, do you remember those? They had yellow and black signs, usually over a door of entrance, indicating the routes to fallout shelters. Some families even built fallout shelters in their basements, but in the South Bay, they don't have basements. I don't know where they built those. But we were as ready as anybody could be for nuclear warfare. And now that's just a distant memory for most of us. When Jesus returns, it will be more devastating to the earth, its civilizations, and all of its people than a nuclear holocaust. It will be, in fact, the end of the earth as we know it. Here, in summary, it certainly is not all the passages in Scripture, but just maybe the main ones, is what the Bible says about the end of this earth. First, Jesus says this, Matthew 24, 29 to 31, about his return, which coincides with the end of the earth. Jesus said, "The sun will be darkened, the moon will not give its light, and the stars will fall from heaven, and the powers of the heavens will be shaken. Then will appear in heaven the sign of the Son of Man. And then all the people of the earth will mourn. And then they will see the Son of Man coming on the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. And he will send out his angels with a loud trumpet call, and they will gather his elect from the four winds, from one end of heaven to the other." Second here, St. Paul writes in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, 16 to 17, with a bit more detail. Quote, "The Lord himself will descend from heaven with a cry of command, with the voice of an archangel, with the sound of the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive, who are left, will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air." Here then is what Paul says about the resurrection of the dead in 1 Corinthians 15, 52 to 53. He says, "We shall all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised imperishable, and we shall all be changed." Finally, in 1 Corinthians 15, 23 to 28, Paul explains the order of these various things. He says, "Each thing must happen in its own order. First, Christ had to be raised as the first fruits from the dead." He's talking there about Easter. "Second, at his return, those who belong to Christ. Finally, then, will come the end, when he delivers the kingdom to God the Father after destroying every rule and every authority and power. For he must reign until he has put all his enemies under his feet. And the last enemy to be destroyed is death." So are you ready for all of that? Now, this is not one of those things that might happen. This is something that Christians know will happen someday. And if you believe that Jesus was raised from the dead, then you know he's going to return, because he promised to do that, both before and after his resurrection. So we get back to the first question. Are you ready? If you've been baptized, and if you believe the promises of God through his Son, Jesus Christ, who has given those promises to us, and if you look to the merits of Jesus, your Savior, for your salvation, then yes, you are ready to meet your Lord on the last day. May you always rejoice and give thanks to Christ for his salvation until he comes again. In Jesus' name, amen.